This is NPR.
Pakistani security officials say they've captured a top leader of the Taliban militia that's been fighting U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. Mansoor Dadullah was among five militants caught after a shootout in Balochistan province. A senior military official said Dadullah was injured and flown to a hospital with four other injured militants. The region between Pakistan and Afghanistan has been the site of heavy insurgent activity that threatens regional stability. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband warned yesterday that Afghanistan could degenerate into a failed state if NATO were to pull out troops and abandon its efforts to stabilize the country. Miliband visited Afghanistan last week with U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Rice has been urging NATO countries to bolster their commitment to Afghanistan. France has said it could send more troops. Germany has said it won't. To Iraq now, where U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is visiting. Gates said today he supports a brief pause in U.S. troop reductions from Iraq once an initial pullout of five combat brigades has been completed in July. Troop levels have turned into a big political issue in this year's presidential election. Gates and the top U.S. military commander in Iraq, David Petraeus, are still trying to work out how long such a pause in reductions would last. And the months-long writer strike appears to be coming to a close. Over the weekend, leaders of the Writers Guild of America struck a deal with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Union rank and file are expected to vote on the proposal tomorrow. Here's NPR's Sky Road. And despite
payment for work distributed online and in other new media had been a sticking point in negotiations between the WGA and studio heads. The proposed three-year deal sets writers' compensation rates for streaming, ad-supported programs, and increases residual payments they receive for downloaded TV programs and movies. The Guild's 10,000-plus members were briefed on the plan by union leaders on Saturday night. They'll vote Tuesday on whether or not to end the strike before they vote on the new contract. Union leaders say there won't be any more picketing outside studios, and if writers vote to end the strike, they could be back at work as early as Wednesday.
That's NPR's Sky Road reporting. And despite her personal travails and visa denial, singer Amy Winehouse was the top winner at the Grammy Awards last night, taking home five prizes, including Record of the Year and Best New Artist. Here's NPR's Joel Rose with more.
Amy Winehouse won Song of the Year and Record of the Year for the hit Rehab.
Yes, I've been glad, but when I come back,
oh no.
Just try to make me go to rehab. I will go, go, go.
Winehouse performed the song live via satellite from London, where she actually has been in rehab. Her visa came through too late for her to attend the Grammy Awards ceremony in Los Angeles. That didn't stop her from winning five awards. Rapper Kanye West won four Grammys, but not Album of the Year. And the biggest surprise of the night, that went to jazz pianist Herbie Hancock for River, the Joni Letters.
That's Joel Rose reporting, and that is the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.